Welcome in, everybody, to the Fantasy Phenoms podcast. It is Thursday, September 23rd. Justin Herforth here with Andrew Cook. And Andrew, I got that on the second take. You guys didn't hear, but I said it was Wednesday before. So, yeah, it is football day. There is football on tonight.
Best two teams in the league, baby.
That's right, baby. So by the time you guys are hearing this, the game is either going on or it has concluded. So apologies for the late recording. Our schedules kind of conflicted yesterday. So here we are today on a beautiful Thursday. So we have a nice show for today. We're going to talk about the fantasy stock market. We're going to give you three players you can either buy, sell, or hold. And we're also going to break down this week's matchups, give you guys our picks for those games. And obviously, as always, we're going to give you our phenomenal starts of the week. How are you doing today, Andrew?
I'm doing pretty good. Excited for the game tonight. Ready for Minshew Mania. I'm starting him in our main league. And I'm actually starting LaVisca Chenault as well, which is a very deep play. But with Chark out, I'm excited to see how it goes.
Okay, so since you have this on recording, you cannot back out. You cannot full tilt 2 minutes before the game. You are 100% locked in. I'm holding you to it now. So you said it live on air. So
what if I make a trade before the game?
If you somehow make a trade while recording in the next 2 hours, it gets processed and approved. That's impressive, good sir. Very impressive. Before we get started on the main part of the show, you can make sure you follow us on social media. You can follow the show page at the FF Phenoms on Twitter. You can follow myself at Justin Herforth, and you can follow Andrew at PhenomAC. Ready to get into the stock market, Andrew?
Let's do it.
All right, so we're going to give you three players. We're going to give you one wide receiver, one quarterback, and one running back that you're going to buy, sell, or hold moving forward based on what your expectations are for this week and what you think you can get for them moving forward, like out of them. So our first player, we're going to go into the wide receiver position first. This is actually a player Andrew's main roster as well. So a lot of you guys may be in the similar kind of situation, including Andrew. So very good first-hand perspective on the podcast here. Our first player is the Colts wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton. Andrew, big question. Are you looking to buy, sell, or hold T.Y.?
Yeah, this all depends on what you can get for him. I'm valuing him as, honestly, his ceiling is probably mid-end, like mid-wide receiver two. So you have to keep that in mind. Maybe high-end wide receiver two, but with Phillip Rivers, there's just only so much that you can get. So currently, I'm only trading away T.Y. Hilton if you can package him with another player in order to either upgrade your receiver position or running back position. Otherwise, I'm going to hold him just because of his current value. Other teams, I mean, like, I think he's like the wide receiver 66 right now. So people
in full point PPR.
So people just aren't going to value him very much. So I'm probably a hold. Slash, if you can pick him up on the cheap, I would go acquire him. So I'm a hold or a buy, depending on if you have him.
I know you, you've been sending me a few offers. You were including him in a package there. So yourself personally, are you looking to sell him?
Yeah, I'm not really necessarily looking to sell him. The only reason I've been packaging him in trades is because I have Jonathan Taylor as well. And I don't necessarily want to start a running back and wide receiver if I can on the same exact offense. Because sometimes, especially with the Colts, they could easily just be, you know, game script wise, say they're ahead by a lot, it's going to be a running game. Mm-hmm. And if they're behind by a lot, then, you know, Taylor will probably still get a lot of work in the passing game, but then Hilton could have a big game. So you just limit your upside with two starting Colts players. So that's the main reason that I would want to sell him.
I get that. I'm also probably a buy low as well on T.Y. Hilton. I think his stock probably will not be this low moving forward, obviously with the Paris Campbell injury last week and just his underperformance so far. He missed the 50-yard touchdown last week. So if that hits, then completely different narrative here. So definitely keep that in mind. And obviously the target share will go up. Only saw 5 targets last week. They get the Jets this week. So if they're airing it out at all, look for T.Y. to be a big difference maker. But I think that game script will go heavy run. So if he does have another bad game by any chance, definitely his stock gets a little lower and you can scoop him up even cheaper then. So definitely keep your eye out for T.Y. moving forward. We're going to move to the quarterback position now. This is a player who's really, he's been one a fantasy superstar for years and years. Had a couple down years the last two seasons, but he is back with a vengeance. We have Cam Newton of the New England Patriots. Andrew, buy, sell, or hold on Cam Newton?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell him, definitely, if I have him, because it all depends on your league, right? A lot of leagues value quarterbacks differently. In our league in particular, some people value quarterbacks, you know, it depends on who it is, but some people value quarterbacks as if they're any other position. Mm-hmm. So if a quarterback is putting up 30 points, if you can flip that for even a 20-point-a-week running back, I would instantly do that. So in most leagues, I'm looking to sell Cam. However, if you're in a league that does value quarterbacks as, you know, you can pick one off the waiver wire each and every week, then maybe you hold on to him. But in most cases, I'm looking to sell him here because you can get really great value. I'm sure he's going to have some down weeks, but he does provide a very safe floor, but you can pick up a streaming option. So I'm looking to sell Cam and flip him for a, you know, if you can even get a mid-end wide receiver 2/high-end wide receiver 2, I think that'd be really good.
Yeah, I'm definitely a sell as well. Unless you're in a two quarterback league, then he's a hold for me at that point. But in a single quarterback league, like the majority of people typically have, I'm looking to sell him for sure. He's had 4 rushing touchdowns in 2 games, and I know for sure Cam Newton he's not going to score 32 rushing touchdowns this season. So, and he's only thrown 1 passing touchdown so far, so that's a little concerning for me moving forward. Obviously, I think that those numbers will go up. But he's definitely a sell for me at that point, obviously, with his past injury history as well. You just don't really know what you're going to get moving forward from Cam. If you're able to package him and get, like Andrew said, like a solid wide receiver 2, or even package him with someone else and go get that running back you're coveting, if someone needs a quarterback, like, desperately, I would definitely look to make those moves as well before he does have a bad game, which it might honestly be this week against Las Vegas. They've been pretty solid against a fantasy quarterback, number 9 against that position so far. So this may be the week his stock goes down. So if you are able to make a trade in the last few days of the week before Sunday, then I would go ahead and do that.
So now this last person for our segment, fantasy stock market here, is Joe Mixon, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. That he was going in the, you know, late 1/mid-2. In that range is where he went in drafts, mid-round 2. So how are you feeling about Joe Mixon right now, Justin? If you have him, are you looking to keep him, sell him, or are you looking to buy him from other players?
So he's definitely a hold for me. If you're out there and you have a desperate league manager, definitely go buy him on the low. I don't think his stock's going to be this low moving forward. Obviously, it's kind of a same song and dance from last season in the early going. A little bit struggles out the gate, but the one positive part is the touches are there for Joe Mixon, 19 and 16 on the carries, and he also has 5 receptions on the season. So the work is there. It just hasn't been very good matchup so far. He's faced very good defensive fronts in the Chargers and the Browns. He's got the Eagles again this week, so you might have to kind of bite your teeth and just ride it out at this point. He does have Jacksonville in week 4, which is a little bit smoother sailing for running backs, as they are currently number 23 against the position. So you just wait it out. The value will come back for Joe Mixon. You just got to grit the pain and push forward at this point. But yeah, if you are able to buy him on the cheap, definitely go ahead and do so.
Yeah, and if I'm an owner, I think I'm actually looking to sell Mixon. And that's only based on, it depends on the type of value you can get for him. But I'd be kind of concerned if I was the Joe Mixon owner, because as you mentioned, he plays Philly this week. Then he plays at home against Jacksonville. That's obviously a fine matchup. But then he plays at Baltimore, then at Indianapolis, and then at home against Cleveland. So, I mean, Baltimore's number 1 against the fantasy running back. Indianapolis is number 6. Cleveland's number 8. And then he plays against Tennessee at home, which is okay. The bye. Yeah, then Pittsburgh, then yeah. Washington. Oof. Those are some of the top defenses.
Yeah, at this point, though, his stock is probably way lower than it should be. And I think the talent will shine through at some point. And he's being utilized in the passing game as well. So if I have him, I'm going to wait it out. I'm not going to sell him because I feel like the offers coming in are probably not up to the standard that you probably should for Joe Mixon.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few people. Who would you rather have, Joe Mixon or David Montgomery?
moving forward, like right now, are we talking moving like straight forward. Up one for one?
Yep, one for one.
Oh boy. I'll probably take Mixon there.
Okay. Joe Mixon or Joe Mixon or James Robinson.
Ooh, that's a good one. Man. I'll probably go with the more known commodity. I'll go Mixon still.
Okay. That's last close, one then. We'll do Joe Mixon or James Conner.
I'll see Mixon.
Mixon again. Okay,
James
yeah,
so Conner. James Conner is a ticking time bomb, so I'm not looking to ride with that.
Okay. All right. Well, that is our fantasy stock market here, and we're gonna get into the games this week. Talk about who wins. Last week, in terms of picks for the games, Justin got 15 right, only one wrong, so he went 15-1. And I went 15-1 as well.
Yeah. Andrew, we are never going to do better than this. Like,
yeah.
Never. I've never done this well with picks. I'm sitting around like that 3 or 4 incorrect. I think four or five wrong in week one. But yeah, I'm never going to get one wrong again. So we'll see how we do.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, let's get into the matchups. We will briefly touch on Thursday's game in case you guys are catching this before the game or during. We'll just give our quick perspective. we will probably, as the podcast gets uploaded tonight, we'll post a quick start sit for Thursday's game. But Dolphins at Jaguars, 48-point over-under. That's actually quite high for two bad teams. Mm-hmm. So Vegas is expecting this to be a high-scoring offensive shootout. We know these defenses aren't good whatsoever. Jacksonville's favored by 3. On the Dolphins side, are you comfortable with starting any player whatsoever?
Believe it or not, I'm actually okay starting Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's not a terrible play. The Jaguars defense is still kind of friendly towards the fantasy quarterback. And Ryan Fitzpatrick did score 24 fantasy points against the Buffalo Bills last week. So he does have the magic in him still. I think he's starting to hit that stride. And he still has some weapons around him. He's got Mike Gesicki, Devontae Parker. I would still be willing to play a couple of those guys. Running back position, I'm going to stay away from everybody there. But if you still have Myles Gaskin on your waiver wire, go pick him up. Stick him on your bench. He's worth a hold.
Yeah, I completely agree. Then moving over to the Jaguars. Man, I'm putting my chips in on the Jaguars this week. I'm starting Minshew. I'm starting Chenault. I just don't see a better scenario for Gardner Minshew. He's scored over 20 fantasy points the past 2 weeks. He's going up against the 31st ranked defense against the fantasy quarterback. I mean, how does he not have at least a decent game here in what projects to be a shootout? I don't expect James Robinson to take all the points. So Gardner Minshew should be in for a safe baseline here. At least 15 points. I can't see him getting anything lower than that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. I think Minshew, he's been extremely safe this season. He basically scored 20 fantasy points each of week one and week two. And this matchup, it's you can't really get much better for him. So I have all the confidence in the world playing Gardner Minshew this week.
Yeah, and then options, I think we'll see how it goes tonight. Keelan Cole and Laviska Shenault are going to be the two main guys. I wouldn't start anyone else beside them, but we'll see what happens. I would probably prefer Keelan Cole just because he saw more snaps.
Yep.
But Shenault is the guy that would probably, you know, the breakout potential player that we haven't seen a ton of, and he does get some work out of the backfield. But, yeah, I think...
Also play James Robinson.
James Robinson, yeah, he's definitely...
I think he's a solid RB2 this week.
Agreed. And who are you taking to win this one?
I'm going to take Jacksonville in this one.
So am I. All right, let's get into the Cincinnati Bengals at Eagles. Why don't you break down both sides of this one for us?
Yeah, so Bengals side, obviously you're going to be playing... Who is even obvious on this one? Joe Mixon probably is the obvious one. Like I just said before, you just kind of have to ride this one out. The Eagles are very good against the fantasy running back. They have a very stout defensive line. That's probably the only thing the Eagles can do well so far through week one and week two. They can stop the run. So definitely buyer beware with Joe Mixon. You probably still have to play him, but just kind of temper your expectations a little bit with him. Joe Burrow in a two quarterback league, I feel fine playing him. I would probably stay away. It's tough there. I would probably pivot away from Joe Burrow this week. Wide receiver, AJ Green, he's seen a ton of targets this year so far. I see him being shadowed by Darius Slay, so it's really difficult to play AJ Green with a lot of confidence. But his target share is through the roof, so if you're feeling risky, you probably should, just because of that insane target share. Tyler Boyd, you probably have to play him. He had a good game in week two. I feel a lot better than AJ Green with Tyler Boyd there. Obviously, he runs obviously with the number two corner, so I feel fine with that matchup there. And if you're tight end? Drew Sample, the new rookie tight end. I feel fine with him, too. Eagles, they've struggled against the tight end this year. Logan Thomas, week one. Tyler Higbee, week two, scoring three touchdowns in week two. So the Eagles have struggled against the tight end position this season. So if you're looking for a flyer, if you're dealing with the George Kittle injury, if he's inactive, you need someone to scoop up off the waiver wire, say Jordan Reed's gone, go get Drew Sample.
Yeah, and for this Eagles side then, you're starting Miles Sanders. Carson Wentz is, I mean, even though Rager is out.
What do you do? What do you do with Carson Wentz?
I feel like you have to play him against the Bengals. I mean.
Okay, asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz or Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm definitely going Ben there. Definitely going Ben against the Texans. But Carson Wentz, I think, is still probably a higher end like QB2 play. I would say higher end QB2, not QB1. Okay. Higher end QB2.
Carson Wentz or Matthew Stafford?
I would. Stafford's playing Arizona. If Galladay's back and healthy, Stafford. If not, Wentz.
And Carson Wentz or Ryan Tannehill?
If AJ Brown's back, Tannehill. If not, Wentz.
Okay. All right.
So, and then also on the Eagles, so you're starting Miles Sanders, Dallas Goedert, Zach Ertz. DeSean Jackson is a good play as well with Rager out. I see him as probably a low-end wide receiver too. The only reason I'm ranking him there is just because of how the offense could be. I don't think he finishes the game as a low-end wide receiver too. He either is going to probably have a really great game and be towards the top or have a really bad game. So I doubt he actually finishes as a wide receiver too.
Yeah, and who do you have in this one, Andrew?
I'll take the Eagles. They gotta win, right?
If the Eagles cannot win this game, I think the sky is falling. It is like code red. It's over. Season's done.
Yep, gotta take them. All right, Bears Falcons. Atlanta is 3-point favorites. On the Bears side, Mitch Trubisky has been able to produce for fantasy. I think he has a good play this week. The Falcons have given up the QB1 the past 2 weeks for fantasy. He's a fine play. I'm choosing to play Minshew over him. That just kind of tells you that he's not an amazing play, but he's okay. And then running back-wise, you're playing Montgomery. You're playing Allen Robinson. That's going to be it for me from the Bears side. I'm not going to play Tariq Cohen. I'm not going to play Anthony Miller. That's about it for that for me. On the Falcons side then, Justin, are you starting up the three main wide receiving options, assuming Julio's on the field?
Yeah, you still have to fire up all three there. They've been really good throughout this entire season so far. So definitely play them. I honestly rank them Julio, wide receiver one, really low end one, high end two. And then Russell Gage is a solid flex play. So I feel confident playing all three. And also Hayden Hurst at the tight end position. I love Hayden Hurst. The target share, he saw it last week. He finally got the end zone. So feel fine about him moving forward. And Todd Gurley, if you have him,
you're still going to play
him. You got to play him. I don't love it. I think the Bears are still a pretty solid run defense. So watch out for that. And the biggest thing for me with Todd Gurley is there's been almost – zero involvement in the passing game, which is very surprising because he's a very good pass catching back. I do not understand how there was such little utilization out of him there. It still like boggles my mind. So, very little PPR upside there, but He should find plenty of work on the ground in goal line situations, so you got to play him still.
And I'm going to take the Falcons to win this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Falcons too. I can't see the Bears beating the Falcons. I think the Falcons are also in desperation mode, so
yes.
After that collapse last week, they're going to come away here.
Yep. Moving over to the Rams and the Bills. Buffalo is 2-point favorites, which is interesting. I'll be wondering who Justin picks in this game. On the Rams side, Daryl Henderson is a great flex play. I think he's decent this week. Malcolm Brown or Cam Akers, if either one of them is out, it turns him into a really decent flex play. Still probably running back 3, but still a good flex play. You're starting Robert Woods. You're starting Cooper Kupp in this game, even against the Bills defense. You're starting both. I would not play Jared Goff, though. And Higbee, you have to start. Towards the Bills side, who are you starting on their offense?
Yeah, so obviously you need to play Josh Allen. He's been just setting the earth on fire the first 2 weeks. So there's no chance you take him out of your lineup. He's a full go for me. Devin Singletary, I like him as a play this week as well. Zach Moss is battling some injury, missing practice the last couple of days. So definitely play Devin Singletary. He's a solid flex player, low-end RB2 this week. And at the receiver position, Stephon Diggs, it's going to be an interesting matchup for him this week, having Jalen Ramsey on him. So definitely watch out for that. I'm not sure if you're going to get those boom games from him, especially this week. I do like John Brown a lot this week, however, since he will probably not be on Jalen Ramsey. So look for a big game from John Brown, especially with Cole Beasley battling some injury as well. He's a little uncertain for this week, but I think he'll give it a go. But yeah, definitely like John Brown.
Yep, completely agree. Now, who are you taking in this one?
Oh, man. This is, I think on paper, this is one of my favorite matchups of the week. But, oh, man. I think I'm going to take the Bills on this one.
I'm debating if I want to try and set myself apart here. But I'm going to take the Bills too.
All right, yeah. I'm looking at it from a defensive perspective. I think the Bills are able to get a few more stops there, and I think that's going to help them like a ton, obviously, down the road.
Yeah.
Right, moving on then, we have the Washington football team at the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is a 7-point favorite, 45-point over-under. Andrew, what are you thinking about for the good old Washington football team?
Well, I mean, Terry McLaurin was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, the little Southern accent there, like, well, let me tell you something here, Sonny.
Let me tell you, Terry McLaurin, that old feller's pretty good.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Yeah, he's a very great wide receiver. He is the only person in town for the Redskins. I mean, the Washington football team. I'm never going to get that.
You're not. No. By the time you get it, they're going to change it.
Yes. And then I'll. Yes. All right. So play McLaurin. I think Gibson, this isn't the greatest matchup for Gibson, but I'm still playing him at that same flex level around Daryl Henderson. I think that kind of RB3, high-end RB3, I think is where he's at for me in this matchup. And that's probably all that I'm really looking to play on Washington's side.
I also love Logan Thomas this week.
Yeah, yeah.
He's seen a ton of targets throughout the first couple of weeks. I believe he had 9 targets last week, and I believe 6 in week 1. So you cannot ignore the target share there. And I think as like a streaming option, if you're struggling at the tight end position, I think he's a fine play. So he had 9 targets last week and then 8 in week 1. So you can't ignore 17 targets in 2 weeks, especially at the tight end position. You need that volume, and I think he can really help out your roster this week. As the Cleveland Browns, they are currently ranked 32nd against the tight end. And if you want to do the math, that is actually first worst. So there you go.
And then moving over here to the Browns side, I'm playing Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Odell. I'm not playing Jarvis quite yet. I still want to see that one game where he at least gets to like maybe 15 points, just becomes a solid PPR guy. Then I'll start playing Jarvis. But for now, it's just going to be Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Odell, and Austin Hooper for me in this game. I think Baker is actually a sneaky play in this game. I could see him having a really solid game because the Washington is actually great against the run. So maybe they stop Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. It's probably unlikely, but it could happen. Baker could be a sneaky play in two quarterback leagues.
Yeah, I do agree there. I think the running game is really going to struggle. I think this game is going to be in Baker Mayfield's hands. That front seven for Washington, that is outrageous. I think they're currently from Pro Football Focus. I can't talk. From Pro Football Focus. Okay. Yeah, they're currently the second-ranked defensive line in all of football. So they're no joke there. That pass rush is real. They can stop the run with the best of them there. And they have a plethora of talent. So definitely watch out for that matchup moving forward throughout this season.
And in terms of who we're taking for the game, I will definitely take the Browns in this one.
I'll take the Browns, but if I was a betting man, I think the Washington football team, they can at least cover the line there. I think they can make it within seven.
We'll see. We'll see. Moving over to the Titans and Vikings. Titans side, Justin, are you confident in their ability to still move the ball, even against a bad offense with the Vikings, if they don't have A.J. Brown? Do you think they still easily, you know, win the game here and they're still able to hand it off to Henry a million times a game?
Yeah, I feel absolutely fine with this Tennessee offense. Even without A.J. Brown, they haven't skipped a beat really this entire season. Ryan Tannehill has been playing out of his mind. Last week, he put up 26 fantasy points, week one, 19. So he's definitely able to really push this Titans offense. He even threw four touchdowns last week. So he's making the most out of it. I love Tannehill this week. I love Derrick Henry. Corey Davis, he's a fine play. I think he's a better play, obviously, if A.J. Brown is inactive, which I believe he will be. I think that bone bruise is not something they're going to rush him back from, because obviously there is a high risk of re-injury or even like a microfracture if he does come back too soon and goes wrong. So I think they're really going to play it safe there. And A.J. Brown, he's seemed pretty hesitant about his chances to play this week. So definitely expect him to be out. And if he is out, Jonnu Smith, I think he's going to go ballistic yet again. He had a great week too. I think that's going to continue moving forward.
Yeah, and over to the Vikings side. I actually think they have a bounce back week here. And Dalvin Cook is obviously a great play week to week. Adam Thielen is still going to be a good play. You're playing him on a weekly basis. That's it for the offense for me. I'm only playing Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen. I'm not taking my shot on Justin Jefferson or a tight end there. I think that's going to be it for me. Would you play anyone else besides those two?
Yeah, probably not. I also want to mention Adam Humphries from the Titans as well. If you're in like a PPR league, a little deeper, I think he's a fine flex play in there as well.
And
A.J. Brown's out.
Who were you taking in this game?
I'll take the Titans.
I'll take the Vikings.
Really? Actually. Okay. Yes. All right.
I'm going to take the Vikings at home. Bounce back game for Kirk Cousins. Bunch of people railed on him last week. He had a terrible game. I'm betting on the Vikings this week.
I mean, I just think Kirk Cousins is terrible. So
I think you could find worse. You could find worse.
Okay. We'll debate that one a little bit.
Maybe Trubisky. He's probably a little worse, right?
He's 2-0 though, so he's found ways to win.
I guess.
I'll give him that. Raiders at Patriots.
Thank you.
Patriots are 6-point favorites at home, 47.5-point over under. Very high over unders for the most part this week. On the Raiders side, coming off a very good performance against the New Orleans Saints, it's going to be a little bit of tough going here for this Raiders offense. Josh Jacobs a little banged up. I expect him to play, though. Receiver position, I'm not really crazy about any of these wide receivers. Nope. Definitely guys you can stash and hold. Definitely Henry Ruggs still. Bryan Edwards, I think he's still a stash and hold because the snap percentages are so high for these guys. I think they're definitely going to show value later on in the year. Obviously, Darren Waller, you're going to play him each and every week. He is phenomenal, and he should not be in your not be in your lineup at all moving forward. So Derek Carr, I don't know if he's worth rostering. Like, what's your read on Derek Carr?
Yeah, I wouldn't worth. It's not worth rostering. You can try and stream him week to week, but that offense runs through Josh Jacobs. Derek Carr just isn't going to be relevant enough fantasy wise.
That's my read on it too. I just want to hear someone else's opinion. Yep. So yeah, those are the main guys I'm looking to play from Las Vegas' side. Who do you like from New England?
New England, you're playing Cam Newton. And running backs, I'm not playing anyone at all. And Julian Edelman is a week-to-week play at this point. N'Keal Harry is a sneaky flex play. You can take a shot on it. It's not a bad matchup for him here. I don't really know what your upside is with Harry yet, but you can go for the play on N'Keal Harry. Other than that, I'm probably good on any other options here. Like I said, the main debate comes in with the running backs. It's just bad.
Speaking of the New England running backs, though, obviously this is not nothing to do with this week's matchup, but I think moving forward, definitely someone to keep an eye on, Damian Harris. It's past that 3-week point after this week. He was on that short-term IR. He tore it up in training camp, receiving rave reviews almost on the daily. So definitely someone worth keeping an eye on. If you have an open IR spot, pick him up, stash him on there. Maybe he could be a decent breakout down the year, because obviously none of these Patriots running backs have really stepped up so far. So maybe he could take over that backfield. So something to keep an eye on there.
And I will take the Patriots in this one.
I will take the Patriots as well.
Okay. Raiders actually should do decently, though. I mean, even with the Patriots offense being pretty good, the Raiders have been...
The Raiders defense, they've been pretty solid.
Yeah.
For the first two games there, so...
All right, moving on to the 49ers. Giants, San Francisco is favored by 4 points. 49ers are dealing with some injuries here, so we'll see how it impacts the game. I mean, they have a lot of injuries to deal with. Do you know the current news on Jimmy Garoppolo? Is he fine, good to go?
So I heard, let me actually confirm my report. Just break down the matchup first. I'll find the news.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we have a few injuries that are currently happening. Mostert is going to be out of this game. You have Jerick McKinnon should fulfill the roles. He's a good low-end RB2 play. Wide receiver-wise, I'm not playing anyone at this point. Kittle, if he's in, you're probably playing him, but he's also dealing with an injury. So this 49ers offense could struggle, especially if Garoppolo's not in. So we'll see. On the Giants side, the Giants, I'm playing Devonta Freeman. I don't want to play him this first week against the 49ers. I'll just keep him on your bench for now. Wide receivers, if you're going to play a wide receiver, it's Darius Slayton. However, besides Darius Slayton, you can go Evan Ingram. I think... You know, you're just hoping, again, for those breakout-type plays, those high upside weeks that you can have with Evan Ingram. Other than Evan Ingram and Darius Slayton, I'm probably not playing anyone else, though. Did you find news on Garoppolo?
So Jimmy Garoppolo did not practice yet again today, and Kyle Shanahan hinted earlier this week that he was not counting on the quarterback to be available for Sunday's game, and Nick Mullins has taken all the first-team reps. So I'm expecting them to be without Jimmy Garoppolo this Sunday. So it will be the Nick Mullins show. But good news is George Kittle has returned to practice in a limited setting. So I believe he does play this week. So that's at least a little bit of good news for the 49ers if George Kittle is back.
Yeah, and honestly, if the Giants had Saquon Barkley, I would take the Giants to win this game just because of all the 49ers injuries. But because of the fact that they do not have Saquon right now and Sterling Shepard is injured, I'm just going to go with the 49ers here.
I'm taking the Giants.
Wow, you are taking the Giants. See, yeah. I wanted to, but I'm concerned with Sterling Shepard and no Saquon Barkley. I'm just a little concerned, but yeah.
I think they have enough weapons there. They can use Deion Lewis out of the backfield. Devonta Freeman's there. He can take some of the first and second down work. Darius Slayton, he's shown out. I think he's going to have a pretty big game this week. They also have Golden Tate back and Evan Ingram. So I think they have enough weapons to get by. This 49ers defense is decimated by injury right now. That entire defensive line, that secondary. So definitely a lot of matchups to exploit in that defense there. So I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game for the Giants.
All right, so we got a few different picks this week already. Then moving into the next game, the Texans go on to take the Steelers. This should be a decent game. Steelers offense has been pretty good with Big Ben back. Texans offense, not so much. Wide receiver-wise, Will Fuller just has been dealing with injuries. And this is the same story that we see with Will Fuller all the time. Mm-hmm. The only person I'm playing on the man, I guess you're starting Deshaun Watson no matter what. But
Here's a good question. So actually my girlfriend has this dilemma in our family league. So she has Deshaun Watson, and I also had her pick up Gardner Minshew for depth. Do you go Gardner Minshew or Deshaun Watson this week? I know my answer. I want to hear what you think.
I would go Minshew. Minshew. Yeah.
I agree. So it's real. It's if you just say that like question there, you sound like an absolute like idiot. Yeah. Really? It's like, yeah. How do you even consider that? Like, it's not even close to Deshaun Watson, but it's been rough for him. I literally watched the games the last 2 weeks. I legitimately feel bad for that man. He is running for his life. There's no one open. The game is literally just on his shoulders, and it's been really rough going for him so far. And I don't really see that continuing. And against what I've been saying basically since week one, the Steelers have the best front seven in all of football, and they're going to be attacking him all day. So I don't see a very good game for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, David Johnson, you're probably playing him if you have him, but do not expect much this week. I'll say that because most of his value is going to come in form of them being down and him catching a few receptions. If you're playing,
he can over under 10 points for David Johnson.
If this is PPR.
PPR, yep. Half point, full point, whatever.
I guess I'll go over. If it's standard, I'm probably benching David Johnson if I can.
I tend to agree there.
Yeah, this is pretty bad. But wide receivers, I'm not playing anyone at all. Their tight end, I think his name's Atkins or Akins, one of them. He had a good week, but you're not going to play him against the Steelers. For the Steelers roster, then, you have to be pretty confident in mostly all their offensive pieces, right?
Yeah, I love Ben this week. We're going to talk about a few of these guys a little bit later, but I love Ben. James Conner, you're going to fire him up too. Deontay Johnson, Juju. Eric Ebron, if you're desperate, maybe you plug and play him at tight end, but there's probably better options out there.
Yeah.
Almost all the offensive pieces, I'm looking to fire him up. Chase Claypool, if he's on your waivers, pick him up, stash him. I think he's going to be a very good player as the season progresses, and even James Washington could get involved. So a lot of high-flying options for the Steelers offense. They're back. They're El Fuego right now. They're on fire. I really can't see that like not continuing this week, especially at home. Ben is great at home. He always plays great at Heinz Field, and I don't see that stopping either.
I'm surprised this line is only 3.5 points because
it's really surprising. I expect
the Steelers to kind of destroy the Texans in this game.
Yeah, I think the Steelers definitely cover this line.
Yeah, for sure. I'll take the Steelers.
I will take the Steelers as well.
Okay. Why don't you get into the Jets-Colts game for us?
So the Colts are hosting the New York Jets. Colts are only 10.5-point favorites at home. No big deal.
That has to be the biggest point margin we've seen so far.
It probably has been, yeah. And 44.5-point over-under, so not a lot of points are being expected for the New York Jets, which I really can't blame them. Jets are decimated by injuries, so they're going to be probably without Breshad Perriman, as well as Jameson Crowder. So it's been a lot of Braxton Berrios and Chris Hogan at wide receiver. For some reason, Chris Herndon has not been involved in the passing game, which blows my mind because he is such a good pass catcher. And for some reason, Adam Gase.
Did you hear what he said today?
No, what did he say today?
He said something like, we're dealing with a lot of injuries right now, but I'm basically going to play any player who has a pulse. That's pretty much what he said.
Incredible. What an incredible head coach. So, if you guys have not seen the rant from Mike Greenberg on Twitter regarding Adam Gase, please watch it. He annihilates him. Absolutely incredible watch.
So the Jets, who are you starting?
Is nobody an option?
Yeah, I really don't. Maybe Crowder if he's active.
Crowder's currently listed as doubtful, so I'm not expecting him to play. If you're really desperate, shot in the dark, maybe you go Frank Gore. but that's pure desperation.
Yeah, probably no one on this team, honestly. Moving over to the Colts side, they're dealing with some injuries too. You have Marlon Mack, obviously, is not going to be playing.
Who cares? He's gone. You got JT.
Got Jonathan Taylor.
Oh,
should have a huge game one. I'm starting Jonathan Taylor. T.Y. Hilton, I'm starting as a flex play, not quite a wide receiver two. I understand if you want to start him as a wide receiver two. I just don't have that much confidence in him yet. Pittman, I'm still not starting him yet. Stash him on your bench.
Definitely stash him. If he's somehow still there, go get him.
Right, right. And tight end, I think
Mo Alley-Cox.
You can play him. I guess playing him in this game. Yeah, I guess you're playing him in this game. He's a better option than other people on your waivers, so take your shot on Mo Alley-Cox. Moving to who we're picking, I'll take the Jet. No, I'll take the Colts.
I don't even think anybody on the Jets will take the Jets in this game.
Yeah.
They are just so ravaged by injuries. It's just not even close.
They have to be the worst team in the NFL, right?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're taking the Colts?
Easy.
Yeah. Okay. Moving over to the Panthers and Chargers then. Chargers are 6.5-point favorites at home. Justin Herbert should be the starter.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I am a big fan of Justin Herbert. This is the closest I'm ever going to having my name in the NFL. So, Justin Herbert, shout out to you, buddy, from a fellow Justin, almost the same name. Justin Herforth, Herbert. It's close, man. I'm really excited that he's going to be showing out. He had a great debut last week, so I'll say that. Back to you, Andrew.
Now that you said that, he's going to be a bust. So now that you just said that, do not play any Chargers this week. No Chargers. No, we will talk about the Chargers. Austin Eckler, you're playing on a weekly basis. Keenan Allen, same thing right now. If he has Herbert, I'm still playing Allen on a weekly basis. If Tyrod somehow comes back in, then maybe pump the brakes a little bit and slow down. But play Keenan Allen, play Austin Eckler, play Hunter Henry. They're the core pieces of the offense. I'm starting all three of those guys. Yeah. What do you think about the Panthers dealing with the McCaffrey injury? Are they going to be able to do anything on offense?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay on offense. Teddy Bridgewater, you're probably not going to play him this week. I do like Mike Davis as a pretty solid flex play. He does the opportunity to, in a definitely a PPR format, to be a mid-tier, low-tier RB2, especially with his passing volume. He had 8 catches last week once McCaffrey went out, so that's a very good sign in his involvement moving forward. DJ Moore, I love DJ Moore this week, especially with McCaffrey out. They're going to hyper-target him quite a bit there. Robbie Anderson, he's a fine play as well. I did see a report about an hour ago saying they're going to be using Curtis Samuel quite a bit as well. You don't know if he's going to take some work out of the backfield, out of receiver still, so you don't really know where he's going to be on the field. I think he's going to be a nice little X factor there. I'm not going to start him in fantasy, but definitely keep an eye on him. Maybe he could be a waiver wire guy for next week. But those guys I mentioned before, they're solid plays. I'm probably going to stay away from Ian Thomas. Hasn't really shown me too much this year that really warrants a flex or a tight end start.
Yep, agreed. And who are you taking in this one, Panthers or Chargers?
Going Herbert.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers too, I think. If McCaffrey was there, I'd be tempted to go Panthers, but I mean, that he's their whole offense. So, all right, Bucks Broncos. What do you think about this Bucks offense? Is Tom Brady going to get back on track this week?
Yeah, I think Brady's going to be fine this week. Obviously, the Broncos defense, it's still pretty solid. They're not as dominant as they once were, but they're good enough that you need to still keep a notice on this matchup. I think it's a middling matchup for Tom Brady in this Bucks offense. I'm expecting Chris Godwin to be back, which should be a huge addition here. Scotty Miller, he kind of soiled his pants in that last game. He dropped an easy touchdown. very easy touchdown in the corner there. Went right through his hands. That could have made his fantasy day that much better. Would have helped Tom Brady a ton as well. So definitely a huge improvement getting Godwin back. Mike Evans, he's another week healthier from that hamstring injury. Fire him up as well. Tight end wise, if I had to pick one tight end, I would obviously still go OJ Howard in this one. And running back wise, Oof.
I'd probably start Fournette if you're going to start one.
If you're going to start one, Fournette, but maybe Ronald Jones could be a flex play. Obviously, that fumble with Bruce Arians, he has a very short leash with his running backs. So I think as of right now, it's Fournette's job. If you're still able to somehow trade Ronald Jones, I will go ahead and do so, because I give it about 3 or 4 weeks before Leonard Fournette really just takes a stranglehold of this job. I think had a huge touchdown last week. Yep. So sell Ronald Jones while you can.
Completely agree there. Broncos side, they're dealing with injuries. Jeff Driscoll and Blake Bortles are their dynamic duo at quarterback here. So, Jerry Jeudy's dealing with injury. We know they don't have Courtland Sutton. If Jeudy's active, okay, he's a fine volume play. Still low-end wide receiver two for me, but he's a fine volume play. Noah Fant, you're playing on a weekly basis at this point. Melvin Gordon is a solid play. I think Philip Lindsay is still dealing with injuries. So Melvin Gordon and Jerry Jeudy, I would have to make a decision if I'm actually putting him in my roster. It all depends on who you have. But Melvin Gordon and Noah Fant are definitely starts still, even with this offense that could be kind of rough this week.
Absolutely agree. And also got to keep an eye on KJ Hamler, rookie out of Penn State, second rounder. He has blazing speed, kind of compared to DeSean Jackson a little bit there. He can break a game open in one play. So I don't know if he's going to go off this week, but definitely keep an eye on him. If you have an open roster spot, maybe get a little speculative ad before the game in case he does go off. Save yourself a waiver priority there. So definitely someone to just monitor.
And I'll take the Bucks in this game.
I will also take the Bucks.
Okay. All right. Lions, Cardinals, Arizona are 5.5-point favorites at home. On the Lions side, I'm starting Kenny Golladay. If he's active, most likely I'm starting him, unless you have a better option. Kenny Golladay should
be. Who's a better option, Andrew? Who would you have as a better option?
I mean, you know, okay, Kenny Golladay this week or Robbie Anderson?
Kenny Golladay.
Oh, see, I would take Robbie Anderson.
Really?
He's
been on fire. Okay.
Wow.
I'll put some money on that, man.
I mean, all right, we'll make a bet. Check in next week.
All right.
But on the line side, DeAndre Swift is a fine flex play. He's been getting the passing volume. Maybe we see him eventually take over in terms of carries. I think that's the hope. Marvin Jones, clearly, if Golladay is out, he's a fantastic play. Otherwise, you're looking at a lower-end flex play. You know how Marvin Jones is. And Hockenson is a weekly play, most likely, unless you really have a better tight end, which I doubt it. Cardinals side, I mean, you have to be pretty confident in most of their offense at this point, right? They've looked really good.
Yeah, I think it's a really great matchup, especially for Kenyon Drake. I actually went out and acquired him this week, so great matchup against the Lions, who just basically bleed points of the fantasy running back. So definitely fire up Kenyon Drake. I know he hasn't been quite what you expected with that maybe late first round, early second round pick that you spent on him, but I think he's going to definitely make your day on Sunday in this one. Kyler Murray firing him up, DeAndre Hopkins, easy start there. After that, it's a little bit skeptical. I'm not sure if I'm quite firing up Christian Kirk in this one. Nah. Probably not Fitzgerald either. So it's probably just the big three there for the Cardinals this week.
And I will take the Cardinals to win that one.
I will also take the Cardinals.
Okay. All right, Cowboys Saints. This should be a pretty solid game. Also, somehow in our doc, Seattle's favored by 4.5 points in this game.
Oopsie.
So who's playing? Is it Seattle or the Saints?
You know what? It's the Saints.
Okay.
I just changed it.
So then who's playing in the Sunday night game?
You know, it's oh, you, crap.
Only some technical errors.
Oopsie.
Apparently the Cowboys play the Saints this week, and the Packers play the Saints this week.
They played so well last week at the end. They have to play two games now. Back to back. All right. Cowboys at Seahawks.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you get into that one?
All right. Seattle, actually, they're playing in this one. They're also 4.5-point favorites at home. So, yeah, there's that. 55.5-point over under. So I'm expecting a complete barn burner in this one. Two high-flying offenses. It's going to be a really exciting game here. I'm really excited to watch it. Although I'm not a Cowboys fan, I'm just, this offense is playing so well right now. Dak, you're firing him up. Zeke, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Michael Gallup's an interesting question here, Andrew. What do you think of Michael Gallup?
Yeah, I'm still leaving him on my bench. You can try and play him, but I'm not calling my shot this week in Seattle against the Seahawks. I'm not bold enough to do that.
Yeah, I also like Dalton Schultz as well. If you need a tight end this week, he's a fine play. He showed out last week. I believe he had 10 targets last week, so definitely look for him to keep that stride going there. And then on the Seahawks side, Andrew, who do you like?
Chris Carson, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. That's who you're starting.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, you might want to play him. You might want to play the number one quarterback in fantasy football.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty smart move.
Yeah. I'll take the Seahawks in this one.
I will stick the Seahawks.
All right. Packers-Saints, our Sunday night game. They are playing the Saints. Packers versus the Saints. Packers, their offense has been pretty good. However, most of the time, the touchdowns either go to Davante Adams or Aaron Jones. This could be a Davante Adams game if he is active and playing. You're starting Aaron Jones. You're starting Davante Adams. If Adams misses, Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Alan Lazard are going to be good plays for you. Probably one of them is going to finish as a high-end wide receiver, too. You don't really know which one, but if you want to take a shot, go for it. That's all that I'm starting there. Aaron Rodgers, you're probably starting him on a weekly basis. Saints side, who are you starting over there?
Yeah, so Drew Brees really let people down last week. It's you have to wonder, is he over the hill? Is he not over the hill? I think he's going to be just fine this week. I think a lot of it has to do with Michael Thomas. If he does, in fact, come back, I know he made a push last week to play. I think he's going to try to do the exact same again. It's a really risky proposition for me. If I'm a Michael Thomas owner, obviously the Sunday night game, if you asked me last week, like, oh, yeah, just somehow get Emmanuel Sanders, make that pivot. I don't even know if I'm comfortable doing that at this point.
Pick up Traquan Smith.
Traquan Smith is probably the better play than Emmanuel Sanders, but it's really risky business for me in that one. I think a lot of this game has to do with Michael Thomas coming back. That defense, they got beaten up last week by the Raiders, so I'm not feeling entirely confident, but I think the Saints will make a pretty good game out of this one. Obviously, you're starting Alvin Kamara. Latavius Murray, not a chance. He's sitting on my bench still. Maybe if you're firing up one wide receiver, you go Traquan. That's probably the only guy I feel comfortable with if Michael Thomas is, in fact, out. So that, and Jared Cook, I would play him as well. So that's probably about it from the Saints side.
And I'll take the Saints to win.
I'll take the Packers.
Ooh, okay. All right. I like it. All right, moving over to what should be an awesome Monday night game.
I cannot wait.
Chiefs, Ravens. I mean, you have the best two quarterbacks in the league right here. Ooh. Facing off should be very exciting. Baltimore are 3.5-point favorites at home. On the Baltimore side, I'm starting Lamar every single week. Running back-wise, I don't actually want to start any running back. But if I am starting one, it's going to be Mark Ingram as probably a low-end RB2.
You wouldn't start Mark Ingram, really?
I'll start him as a low-end RB2, but
yeah,
not against the Chiefs where I could see it being a shootout. I don't really see a reason that they would have Ingram.
The fact it is a shootout bodes really well for him getting that goal line work. So I feel playing Mark Ingram.
It is true, but J.K. Dobbins has been really involved down there, too.
I think there's enough, like, this team runs the ball more than anybody in the entire NFL. I think there's enough carries to go around for everybody. I think at worst, Ingram gets maybe 12, 13 touches, and I think that's still a fine flex play, RB2. You can still get plenty of volume out of him.
Sure. And Marquise Brown, you're starting on a weekly basis, even though he hasn't really done anything yet. And Mark Andrews, you're also starting every single week. That's all that I'm playing from that offense then.
Yeah, so just the main guys there from Baltimore. That's probably all you're really going to play this week. Chiefs side then, you're going to go Patrick Mahomes. Might as well play him. Just he's okay. Running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, fine play. He's looked great in his first two performances. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill each and every week. Big play waiting to happen. I think he has a big game this week as well. Sammy Watkins, maybe.
No.
Probably not. No. No, I'm not playing him. No.
And I don't even know if he would be playing because he dealt with that concussion last week.
That's
I don't
true.
Know if he's dealing, if he passed the concussion protocol or not. Either way, I'm not playing him.
Yeah, I usually tend to stay away from all wide receiver options that are not named Tyreek Hill just because they are so uncertain who really has the hot hand that game. A lot of them, they are just if it's like Mecole Hardman, for example, he gets one catch, he takes it to the house. DeMarcus Robinson, he can do the exact same thing. So it's just really hard to pick. Like, it's basically playing Russian roulette with wide receivers there. Anybody not named Tyreek Hill, they're likely on my bench, if not the waiver wire. And obviously, you're going to play Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and before we make picks for this game, I want to point out, if Clyde Edwards-Helaire has a bad game here, trade for him immediately.
100%.
I could easily see him, you know, having another week where it's like 10 to, you know, 13 points, nothing crazy. Make that trade for him right away. Get him locked in. He'll finish as an RB1 guaranteed for the rest of the season.
I think you do start seeing a lot more passing work this week as well. I think it does raise his floor quite a bit. But if you can make that trade, absolutely do that. Do whatever you have to do.
And I'll take the Ravens in this game.
I'm going Chiefs.
Oh, we have a lot of different picks this week. All right. I like it. I like it. All right. So those were our matchups here. We're going to do a quick run through of our phenomenal starts of the week. I will get it started here. Again, we'll do this kind of similar to last week. We'll just do two at a time here. My quarterback start is Gardner Minshew. He's playing against Miami. I'm all in on Gardner this week. Hopefully, you're starting him on Thursday night if you can. I'm just putting all my chips in on Gardner. Kareem Hunt is my running back start then, up against Washington. Kareem Hunt, he gets in the game in that fourth quarter, even if they're up. If they're down, Kareem Hunt is the pass catching back. They're playing against Washington. They're good against the run. Nick Chubb could struggle, which means they'll bring Kareem Hunt in for passing work. So I'll be starting him this week.
My start of the week at the quarterback position is Ben Roethlisberger. 2 out of 3 weeks have gone Big Ben, and he did not let us down in week one against the New York Giants. Scoring 22 fantasy points and then 18 against that Denver defense. I think he's going to have a fine day against Houston. Big Ben, he's notorious throughout his entire career of playing very well Heinz Field. I don't see that stopping this week. So go Big Ben.
And who's your running back then?
Running back, I'm going. It's more of a confidence play. Definitely just encourage you guys to get this guy in your lineup. I'm going DeAndre Swift of the Detroit Lions. The Lions, they've had a ton of confidence in DeAndre. Obviously, he had that brutal drop in week one that cost them the game. Matthew Stafford, he has all the confidence in the world in this kid. Having 5 catches the last 2 games, he's getting heavily utilized, and his snap percentages are going to just increase and increase throughout the season. I think by midway through the year, he's going to be that lead running back. So if you can trade for him, go trade for him. And if you have the opportunity to flex in this week, I would definitely do so.
My phenomenal starter at wide receiver is Diontae Johnson. You heard Justin's argument about Big Ben, so I don't have to say too much more for Diontae Johnson. He is the number 2, if not even 1A, 1B with Juju and Diontae Johnson here. So I'm starting Diontae Johnson on a weekly basis until he, you know, proves otherwise that he's
and
not going to get
his target share. His target share also is through the roof. 23 targets in 2 weeks. You cannot ignore those numbers.
And I'll quick give my tight end and lastly my defense then. My tight end is Dallas Goedert. This is mainly because of Rager's injury. Giving you the confidence to start Goddard. He had somewhat of a down week last week. Play him against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's defense is not good. Start Dallas Goedert and hope for a couple touchdowns. It could happen. Honestly, it could happen. Just like week one. So I'm playing Dallas Goedert this week. And lastly, my defense. I'm playing the Colts defense at home against the Jets. Not much explanation needed. Jets offense, absolutely terrible. Colts defense, solid. Start him up.
And I'm going with CeeDee Lamb of the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Seattle Seahawks in this one. Seattle is currently ranked number 32 against the fantasy wide receiver. Like I said before, that is also first worst. So giving up a ton of fantasy points, I'm expecting an absolute shootout in this one. And CeeDee Lamb showed out last week, 17.5 fantasy points, 9 targets, 106 yards. I think he finds the end zone this week. So if you have him on your roster, make sure you have him in there. At tight end position, I'm going with Logan Thomas. A little bit of a deeper start this week. going up against Cleveland. Ton of targets this year, 17 total targets in 2 weeks. You cannot ignore the targets. That's the one biggest, that's the biggest indicator in fantasy football, just the opportunity. I think he comes through this week. Cleveland is also the worst against the fantasy tight end this year. So definitely, if you need a tight end, you're going to, like, in a pinch here, throw Logan Thomas in your lineup. I don't think you'll be sorry. And defense, start of the week, I'm going Pittsburgh against
Too obvious. Boo.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Coles against Jets, 10.5-point favorites. All right, at least I'm facing a confident quarterback. But both of us are heavy Steelers in this show here. Three total starts of the week from this game from the Steelers side. I think the Steelers defense, I've been saying it all year, best front seven in all football. They're going to show out against Deshaun Watson and look for a sack fest.
All right. Sack fest.
Sack fest, baby.
For sack fest. I don't know if I ever want to be a part of a sack fest. I'll be honest. Yep.
Deshaun, he's going to be the first one, and he's not going to like it.
All right.
You know what I also noticed in this, Andrew? In the show doc, I typed at New Orleans as I was saying it. I'm like, oh, crap. I did it again. I doubled down.
Justin has made a couple errors this
week. My gosh.
All right. Wow. Thank you guys for listening into the show this week. Make sure to send us any questions that you have. Send them to us on Twitter about any of your lineups, waiver ads, trades, whatever. Send them to us at the FF Phenoms on any social media, at Justin Herforth for Justin's Twitter, and mine is at PhenomAC. I hope you guys enjoy the game tonight. I'm excited. Mustache versus the beard. Hopefully you guys get the win in fantasy. If you're doing poorly, that's okay. Have fun. You'll get the win this week. Anything else you want to say to our beautiful listeners out there?
Good luck, you beautiful people. Go get it this week. Get that W. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace out.